Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. As officials continue to investigate this morning's bridge collapse in Baltimore, many questions remain. Surveillance video captured the slow-motion disaster as the massive container ship loses power and goes dark, then slams into one of the main supports of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The bridge span then almost immediately buckles and drops into the water. Had it not been for a Mayday call from the stricken vessel's crew and the fact the accident happened at around 1:30 a.m., things might have been much worse. President Biden today promised the full resources of the federal government to help in the recovery effort.
As I told Governor Moore, I've directed my team to move heaven and earth to reopen the port and rebuild the bridge as soon as humanly possible. And we're going to work hand in hand with the support of Maryland to support Maryland, whatever they ask for. We're going to work with our partners in Congress to make sure the state gets the support it needs.
Nearly 1,000-foot-long ship was fully loaded and heading out to sea when the collision occurred. Six construction workers on the bridge at the time of the collapse are now presumed dead. Maritime traffic is suspended indefinitely at the Port of Baltimore after that cargo ship slammed into a bridge, causing a large part of the structure to collapse. NPR's Windsor Johnson has more on the economic impact.
State officials say there's no clear timeline on when the port will reopen. Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman says salvage crews have an enormous job ahead of them.
They need to get the debris of the bridge out of the major channel, the deepest part, because that's where the ships go through. So once that's open and the port is open, I think that's the major economic factor that people are worried about.
President Biden says the federal government will pay for the bridge to be rebuilt. Some 50 million tons of imports and exports pass through the Port of Baltimore each year, including hundreds of thousands of cars. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
Donald Trump's social media venture surged in its first day of trading on the NASDAQ exchange. The gains in the company behind Truth Social delivered more than a $4 billion windfall for the former president, on paper at least. NPR's Rafael Namas more.
It was a wild day for Trump Media and Technology Group, as the company is formerly known. The stock surged and was up 16% at the close. Trading was hectic, so crazy in fact that at one point the exchange halted trading. Trump's company is now valued in the billions of dollars, even though it lost nearly $50 million in the first 9 months of last year. But thanks to the strong stock performance, Trump could now have money to help pay for his legal cases. At the moment, his shares are worth more than $4 billion. He can't sell his shares for another 6 months, but he could try to change that. Rafael Nam, NPR News.
Stocks closed modestly lower today, further easing off their record highs of last week. The Dow was down 31 points. The NASDAQ fell 68 points. This is NPR. A British court now says Julian Assange cannot be extradited to the U.S. on espionage charges unless there's an agreement he will not receive the death penalty. The ruling is a partial victory for the WikiLeaks founder. Two high court judges say they would grant Assange a new appeal unless that guarantee is given in the next 3 weeks. They say absent the assurance, Assange can appeal his extradition on grounds including breach of freedom of expression. Manufacturers across the country have been struggling to address a labor shortage. Nebraska's found a unique way to fill some of those jobs while also helping refugees resettle there. Nebraska Public Media's Cassidy Arena reports.
A coalition of 18 manufacturers in the capital city of Lincoln have partnered with local language access organizations to offer a new career pathway for refugees. They host entry-level manufacturing courses taught entirely in Ukrainian, Arabic, and Kurdish. It's an effort to connect newcomers with good-paying jobs while also addressing the labor shortage. Chloe Higgins is coordinating the classes.
There are a number of talent pools in Lincoln specifically that are really unreached. And one of those talent pools is immigrant and refugee populations.
Every student in the first Arabic and Kurdish class graduated from the program and will be considered for direct hire at manufacturing plants. For NPR News, I'm Cassidy Arena in Lincoln.
While many of the world's governments are promising to boost renewable energy production, there are hurdles. They range from high interest rates and inflation, which make wind and solar projects more costly, to supply chain issues. World governments have promised to triple renewable energy production by 2030 as part of a UN climate summit. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Don't get caught without emergency medical coverage on an international trip. Learn how Allianz Travel Insurance can protect your trip from the unexpected at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.